Morning Watch, Romans 9 through Romans 12, Romans week 3, Saturday. Related verses, Romans 12, 9 through 18. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. Love one another warmly in brotherly love. Take the lead in showing honor one to another. Do not be slothful in zeal, but be burning in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoice in hope, endure in tribulation, persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints, pursue hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another, not setting your mind on the high things, but going along with the lowly. Do not be wise in yourselves. Repay no one evil for evil. Take forethought for things honorable in the sight of all men. If possible, as far as it depends on you, live in peace with all men. Related reading. For as in one body we have many members, and all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and severally members one of another. We need to realize that the many members of the one body have different functions. Two young sisters may be very close to one another in age, but still have different functions. What one sister can do, the other sister cannot do. If we would all realize this, we would not think so highly of ourselves, but would respect others. I hope that so many of the young brothers could say to one another, "Brother, what I can do, you cannot do, and what you can do, I cannot do." We all have different functions. The different functions of the members of the body are illustrated by the human face. Look at your face. You have eyes, ears, a nose, and lips. The eye may say to brother nose, "Do you know that I cannot do what you can do, and that you cannot do what I can do?" Brother Nose would reply, "Yes, Brother I, that is wonderful." And we all must understand that neither of us can do what Brother Ear can do. Then perhaps Brother Ear would respond, "Brothers, you are right, but Brother Lips can do what none of us are able to do." The face illustrates what is true of the entire body. We have many members and each has a different function. This is the way it should be in the church life. As I see the members functioning in the meetings, I'm very happy because they can do what I cannot do. Of course, it is also true that I can do what they cannot do. Verse 5 says, "So we, being many, are one body in Christ and severally members of one another." This means that though we are many, yet we are one body. We are many members, not many separate units. As members, we have to coordinate with one another that we may be a living, functioning body. If we do not cooperate with each other, then we are detached members, and the body life cannot be practically realized. When it says in verse 5 that we are severally members one of another, the word severally does not mean separately. It means differently. It means that you are one kind of member and that I am another. Perhaps you are a nose, I am an eye, and another sister is an ear. Hence, we are severally members one of another. This needs a full cooperation. We need to read verses 6 through 8. "And having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us exercise them accordingly, whether prophecy according to the proportion of faith, or service in service, or he who teaches in teaching, or he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives in simplicity, he who leads in diligence, he who shows mercy in cheerfulness." In verse 6, Paul says that we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. What is grace? As we saw in a previous message, grace is simply God in Christ as our enjoyment. When this grace, this divine element, which is the divine life, comes into our being, it brings with it certain skills and abilities, which are the gifts. The gifts, the spiritual abilities, come from the divine element, which we have enjoyed. As you enjoy God, receiving and assimilating his divine element into your being, out of this divine element proceeds some gift, skill, or ability. These gifts differ according to the divine element, which we have enjoyed and which we have assimilated into our being. The grace given to us refers to the grace we have enjoyed and assimilated. Therefore, the gifts mentioned in Romans 12 are the gifts of grace in life. I want to speak a little more about the gifts that proceed out of the growth of life. Before Paul talked about the gifts in 1 Corinthians 12 and 14, he spoke strongly about the growth in life in chapter 3. Paul said to the Corinthians, "Ye are God's farm, ye are God's building." As we have pointed out many times in the past, the farm grows the materials for the building. All the materials that are necessary for the building of God's house are the product of the growth on the farm. Then Paul said that as a wise master builder, he laid the foundation and that we all need to be careful how we build thereupon. We should build with gold, silver, and precious stones and not with wood, hay, and stubble. If you put together all these verses from 1 Corinthians 3, you will see that Paul was telling the Corinthians the proper way to build up the church in their locality. The proper way to build up the church is not by miraculous gifts, but by the genuine growth in life, which will transform the saints into precious materials for God's temple. Furthermore, Paul said that he fed and planted them and that Apollos watered them. The feeding, planting, and watering are all for the growth which will cultivate the talents and gifts that are useful in building up the house of God with the proper transformed materials. Consider a newborn child. At the time of birth, the child has every necessary organ. However, few of the organs can function at the time of birth because the child lacks the necessary measure of growth in life. The more the mother feeds her child, the more the child grows. After a certain length of time, the child will be able to walk, and after another period of time, he will be able to speak. Eventually, he will be full grown, and all of his talents will have been completely cultivated for practical use. When he has matured, he will have the required skills, and these skills are the gifts that come out of the growth in life. This is what Paul meant by gifts in Romans 12. In verse 15, Paul says, "Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep." We must be transformed before we can rejoice and weep with others. Some people were born in such a way that they are unable to weep or to rejoice. Regardless of how happy or joyful you are, they remain expressionless, resembling the statue of Mary at the entrance of the Catholic Church, which never changes its expression. Some brothers and sisters are like this. They do not know how to rejoice or to weep with others. They seem to be stones without human affection. However, the church life needs emotional people. We all must be properly emotional and full of expression. I would like to have a face that can express all my emotions properly and adequately. We cannot put together people with stone faces and call it the church life. We must be living stones, stones full of affection. We must learn to rejoice and to weep with others.